You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick! Barry's laughing. Want to know why?
Nope, that's not for public.
Oh. Why?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Leave that alone. We already did that.
Well, we're going to do it again.
Nope.
Especially if other things materialize.
The chair's
Could you please share?
Again.
Nope.
Why?
Because you know how you get. Sometimes you tell him something he can't wait to tell the whole world.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Tell me now.
It was a big deal.
Love me some cornhole.
Tell me right now.
I'm not doing it.
Breaking news out of the NFL. Ian Rappaport confirms the Rams, who are just in a salary-saving frenzy in the way they're letting free agents go and unloading other players, have released Todd Gurley. So if you're Bill O'Brien, you could have had an injured running back for free. Just paid him a new contract.
Yeah. You didn't need to give away your best receiver.
Rams,
of course,
were
you were
going
to have to pay your best receiver. But
Rams were on the hook for $10.5 million, which would have been fully guaranteed at 4 p.m. So trading was an option. They tried. They couldn't. They released him.
But keeping a guy like Hopkins and then signing Gurley after being released would be a stupid idea. So that's why Bill O'Brien decided not to do that.
As Barry highlighted, keeping a guy like Hyde and keeping Hopkins.
Yeah, that's your best option.
In Bill O'Brien's mind, would have been a stupid idea.
Rams are 26th in available salary cap. They had $12 million. So you see the move with Gurley is, okay, that probably makes sense. They do need to free up some money. And I was trying to see what their free agents look like coming up.
What was it? Foreman, all their defensive guys, Quinn.
Dante Fowler
went to the Falcons.
Corey Littleton.
Yep.
Yeah. These are all. So that's 2020 free agents. And then they still got, so they had Gurley. They had Greg Zuerlein.
He was on the books for $13.05 million next year.
Who, Todd Gurley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they saved a boatload.
Oh, well. No. Let's see. Oh, no. He had $20 million in dead cap money.
But he was on the books. Just salary alone for this year was 13.
Yeah, but his dead cap money is 20.
But if they cut him, they got out from under that, according to Rappaport.
Okay. So they got out from under the $20 million in dead cap space?
Yep.
Okay.
Because
that was 20 this year, 8.5 next year, and then 4.2 the following year. They had an out in 2022.
So Albert Breer also tweeted on it. He said the Rams either cut him, pay him $7.55 million and absorb the $12.6 million dead cap hit on top of that, which gets to your 20.
Right.
Or they go forward and pay him $13.05 million if they keep him. So yeah, they're either trading him or at the very last resort they cut him. They could cut him, and they did.
Wow. Well.
And he's never been the same. You know, whether we went through this whole cover up of McVay and everybody saying, "Oh, he's not hurt. Nothing wrong with his knee."
25 years old.
Yeah, how come the guy that got all that production, that did all those things, that earned that contract, wasn't even a shell of what he was? Well, now you know. I mean, Rams just figured he's not the same player, and they got to move on. So now the Rams need a running back.
At 25 years old, that dude last year, you know, he had 857 yards and 12 touchdowns. The year before, led the NFL in touchdowns with 17, rushed for 1,250 yards. Year before that, led the NFL with 13 touchdowns, 1,300 yards. And just like that. I mean, just like that. And that's the crazy thing about the NFL. One injury, one lingering issue physically, and your whole career. Like, now, you're just, no one wants you now. He's 25. He's a 25-year-old running back. Nobody wants him.
Nope.
It's crazy talk.
And you wonder if medically there's anything you can do for that knee. It could be just degenerative with all the different beatings that he's taken on it. That, again, that's why we talk about the decreasing value of a tailback.
Yeah.
Is because the longevity and the lifespan of a running back in the NFL is like 4.5 years, I think.
Mm.
And then the rest of your life, you're screwed up too.
Yep.
Because you see so many running backs that can barely walk after the beating that they've taken. So, again, you ask yourself, did the Texans make the right move with all – you could have had Devontae Freeman. You could have had all these different guys that are out there, but instead you make
and
the
limit
move that
the
you
reps.
Made.
He's just that guy. You could have just limited the reps. You could have signed Todd Gurley and just limited the reps. Just that's the trend
well,
going on
still
in the NFL.
Well, with Duke Johnson, just
exactly.
like you did with Hyde.
But in their mind, they were still going to have to pay DeAndre Hopkins, and that was
Which
what
is,
they
that's
didn't
a stupid
do.
Idea. Yeah, yeah, that's a dumb idea.
They didn't
want to
pay him. They didn't want to pay the best receiver in football.
So. Right, and so now the rumor is that Todd Gurley is going to be heading to Tampa to play with the Buccaneers, and he's not alone. Because according to multiple sources in the NFL, players are lining up calling the Buccaneers to ask if they can get on the Tom Brady bandwagon.
Now, that I could see, too. But, I mean, that surprises me a little bit. I get it that he has that clout and that cachet that people want to be around Tom Brady. He is older, though. Now, they do have weapons, and yeah. you feel like if they got some sort of defense with the weapons that they have and a proven winner in Brady and a proven coach in Arians – maybe that is a destination now.
It is because, I mean, don't sell them short. Like I said, they have weapons offensively all over the place, which we've highlighted. But even on defense, when you talk about some of the guys, they have Golston. They've got Shaq Barrett. They've got Levante David, inside linebacker. Secondary needs a little bit of tightening up. But overall, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul just re-signed. They've got some players on defense, too. And again, if you're a defensive player, you go, hey, guess what? I'm here. I'd like to be a part of this. Yeah. And I'd like, and especially if you're coming on the cheap, if you're going to go, hey, I don't need all that money. I want a chance to win now, and I want to join this. A lot easier to do your job when you got players contacting you instead of you reaching out, trying to get players to fill up the roster to make that team better.
I wonder how much their odds have jumped. Because I'm looking at something that says current odds to win Super Bowl 55. Mm-hmm. Is that the next one?
It's in Tampa.
Plus 1,400 for the Bucks.
Okay.
But I don't know how old this is. Or, yeah, odds to win Super Bowl 55 on February 7th, 2021. Chiefs are 9-2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nope. Bucks are 14-1 now.
Okay. And what were they before? Probably more like 20 or 30.
I'm thinking they were way worse.
Yeah.
But now the Bucks are 6th best odds in football to win the next Super Bowl.
Well,
and by the way, that tells you
how talented the roster
Texans,
is.
Texans, yeah. 6th worst odds.
Yep, that you knew that was going right down the.
Texans are 80-1. Bucks are 14-1. The Tampa Bay Bucks have a much better odds of. That's just insane to me.
Now, piggybacking on that, and I mentioned it earlier in the show, but here is the latest odds on who will be the New England Patriots starting quarterback in week one of not this year, but next year. Who will be the Patriots starting quarterback in 2021? Number one on this list is not going to make Texans fans very happy. Deshaun Watson at plus 300.
Wow.
Deshaun Watson, plus 300. Odds in Vegas.
Good job,
Bill O'Brien.
Be the
starting quarterback of the Patriots, week one, 2021.
What do you think that number is if he doesn't trade DeAndre Hopkins and piss off the locker
room? Plus 5,000.
Yeah, I think it's much different.
Mahomes right now is plus 10,000. I would say, and Aaron Rodgers is plus 5,000. As of right now, I would say Deshaun Watson is right there with those two guys. In terms of the neighborhaud. Yeah, he's staying here for the long haul.
Yeah, not
anymore. But instead, he's the number one candidate to be the starting quarterback of the Patriots in a year. Followed by Trevor Lawrence,
okay.
Clemson quarterback.
Yeah.
Jared Stidham, their current backup that they drafted in the fourth round out of Auburn. Dak Prescott plus 900. Jacoby Brissett plus 1,100. And then Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, Cam Newton, Matthew Stafford.
Mm.
So Deshaun number one.
You mentioned Trevor Lawrence. What's going to be the catchphrase for him next year? Because, you know, it was like suck for luck.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be the catchphrase for Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know.
Trev? Something that goes with Trev?
You think so?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Forever for Trevor?
Forever.
I'm trying, bro. I don't have the Boomer Eats mentality that you had in segment one.
I don't
But I'm trying
have
to give you something.
Word.
Trying to get you something.
Yeah, I don't know. That's whatever it is. Somebody's got to be clever. Abhorrence for Lawrence.
Scary for Larry.
Who?
Lawrence. Short is Larry.
And he kind of looks like the Mbop kids. What is it, Hanson?
Yes, it's a good call.
Hanson, Trevor Lawrence.
Drop for Mbop.
That's not bad. You are rolling today, by the way. You're on fire.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what it's going to be, but somebody's going to have to be much more clever than we are.
I will say this, though. I can't see Belichick tanking this year. Because right now it becomes a kind of a contest. I'll
prove it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
with
prove
him and
it.
Brady. Like, who needed the other? Did they do it together? Or really, who was the brains behind the operation and the reason why they won all these titles? I think Belichick's going to try and prove he can win without Brady. I think, obviously, Brady's going to try and prove he can win without Belichick. So I don't know that they're going to tank.
I don't know if they're going to. Well, I don't know. I could definitely see that. It's a one-year, Popovich Spurs type deal.
Tim Duncan.
Get kinda, your guy
yeah.
right back in the saddle.
It's possible.
Yep.
Rumors are already out there. Gurley has interest in the Falcons and the Dolphins.
It wouldn't be surprising for Bill Belichick to game the system at all.
No, that's just
so I could
something
totally see them
do.
Doing that. Yeah. Hey, look, we don't have Tom Brady. We're going to do the best we can do.
Dr. Rumberg says lose for Lawrence.
Okay.
It's not bad.
The L, the wordplay, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Alliteration, I believe they call that.
Sure.
Lose for Lawrence. There you go.
There you go.
That was right in front of us.
God. Well, thanks to a tweet, it really
was. Playing handsome.
Yeah, I know. I noticed it right away. It was great. Damn. Great job.
Nice. Drop for Mbop 2021. I like it.
I can't believe you missed my Skipper Jones joke.
Sorry. I'll be a
on
better co-host. I totally missed it.
That was Skipper Jones at third base.
I don't know where that's
Carey.
From.
Instead of Chipper Jones, Skipper Jones for the World Skipping Championships. And I said Jethro Skipper Jones.
I got it. I got it.
Or better yet, I should have said Larry Skipper Jones.
I still would have got it.
Can't ask for too much some days. All right. We'll roll on. Final hour of the show continues at the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Back with the fellas, rolling through the final hour of the show on a Thursday. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel in the studio. Blitz follows us. So, guys, the next move the Rams are said to be wanting to make is they want to get rid of wide receiver Brandon Cooks. I bring that up because Brandon Cooks has been traded twice in the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, each time bringing back, wait for it, a number one pick. If Brandon Cooks gets traded again, and somehow, some way, another number one is given up for him, boy, oh boy, Texans fans, and your boy Billy O got himself a good solid number two. Woo! Are you kidding me?
Just rub it in, Joel.
OBJ.
Rub it in. Yeah, just add him to the list.
Up and down the list of receivers, Diggs. Everybody gets a one in return, unless you're the Texans. Then you get a damaged goods running back and a two. And a hearty hi-ho silver. Mm-mm-mm. Just awful, man.
Yeah. Now, like you said, it depends. Do they get the one or not? Do you think they will?
This time, no. I think he's a little past his prime. His numbers went down a lot last year. And obviously a lot has to do with Goff, which is the one contract they can't get out from under. Because there's another guy. I've never seen two players completely 180 as soon as they got their money. Gurley, and you can obviously point to the knee. But Jared Goff looked terrible last year.
Yeah,
right after he signed that monster deal. And they're not. There's no getting out from under that one.
No, they're married to that cat for
a
while.
That's what
now.
I mean. So it's crazy. And you can't blame Wade Phillips either, because when Wade Phillips had all the weapons, he had a good defense, they got rid of him. But maybe it's a better thing that he got out of there, because how quickly you can go from a Super Bowl contender to just crap.
Not contender, you were there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Well, you were there with a favorable call, but yeah, you were there. So
it's in the record books. Counts.
They have now moved on from half of their defensive starters. They have no first-round picks for the next 2 years.
Oof.
And they still have Jared Goff's contract. Good night.
Yeah, it's almost like the, you know, the Eagles had kind of a pretty swift descent like that, too.
Eagles, though, save face because they traded for Slay. They upgraded their secondary, which was their biggest glaring weakness. So a lot of people think they've got themselves back in a position to contend. They added a few D-backs, including arguably one of the best in the game, Darius Slay.
So yeah, we'll see.
We shall see. But, yeah, I guess.
Saw bad news about your boy. This is bad news for Clarence about the Saints head coach. Did we mention this already? Sean Payton tested positive for the coronavirus, he told ESPN on Thursday, which is today, according to Adam Schefter.
He private test?
I don't know if he private. Payton is the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for the virus. I don't know where he got the private test. I don't know where if it was private or not, but it is a positive test of the coronavirus.
Okay.
It's crazy. Another celebrity gets tested. I'll be damned.
Do you think, and I was going to say that when Nick was bringing that up, though. Do you think, and I'm not saying this, I'm just asking.
You're not saying it, but you're going to say it?
No, no, I'm not.
Huh. This is going to be an awkward show if you don't say what you were going to say the whole time.
They're publicizing the Tom Hanks of the world and the celebrities that get it to try and normalize it more so that people say anyone can get it?
Valid question. I think they're just doing it because they need headlines and eyeballs. Because that's, you know, and the fact that people are enamored with celebrity culture. And so I don't think that it helps normalize it as much as you're like, oh, they got it. It's names you recognize. Just telling us that, you know, Frank and Wichita got it. You're like, okay, I don't know Frank in Wichita, but I do know Tom Hanks or I do know
Idris Elba or whatever.
Yeah, whoever it is.
You know, people like that. But
so it's just a story. It's just a news story for people to follow.
Because I think that one of the main things that people had to do, too, was they had to dispel this whole thing that if you get it, you could die.
Oh, you can.
You can. I realize that. But when we started highlighting, like, it's basically you have a pre-existing medical condition. You're over the age of 60. There's a lot of factors that factor in. So, and again, they don't know everything about it yet. But I think initially people thought, well, if I got it, man, there's a pretty good chance I could die. There were a lot of people that were a lot more mass panicked. That's why I say, so that when you hear, well, Tom Hanks got it and, you know, certain other people that maybe people go, okay, just they're actually telling you you have it. You might even not even know you have it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in dire straits.
Yeah. I mean, that could be.
Okay.
Because, so, you know, it's quite possible. Cowboy Trav said, Nick, how do you deal with Bert and Ernie bad dad jokes all day? LOL. Much love. Cowboy Trav. How do you deal with our terrible jokes all day, Nick?
It's a grind. It's a big, yeah. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
I go home crying every night.
Okay.
You seem more offended than I am. I mean, I don't care.
Rumor has it.
I've had worse jokes.
I want to know why Cowboy Trav called us Bert and Ernie.
I didn't tell
him. Like, that was funny. So you're gonna text about lame jokes and with a lame-ass joke, Cowboy Trav. Really? Nice try.
I thought Cowboy Trav was your boy.
Not my boy. Not anymore. I don't know that guy.
There's another one you've written off.
Blocked. Get his ass out of here. Scram. Beat it, kid.
There's another one you've just sent packing.
We love Cowboy Trav. And Barry does, too.
Mm-mm.
It's just hidden deep within your soul.
Nope.
There's an enormous amount of love for Cowboy Trav. Mm-mm. Deep in your heart that you just don't want to release.
Did you see that one of the latest victims of the virus woes nationwide is Playboy magazine?
What?
No more Playboy magazine hard copies.
Damn, the coronavirus killed that too?
Got him.
Now they're just semi-soft copies?
Well, they already had stopped doing the full
hard. That was a Bert and Ernie dad joke. For sure.
Doesn't Ernie go,
suck it, Cowboy Trap.
Isn't
kiss
Ernie's
my
laugh,
ass, all
isn't
right?
The Ernie laugh?
I don't know what. No, that's Snagglepuss.
No, Snagglepuss is Puss is you.
Snagglepuss?
Yeah.
That too. Oh, easy in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, freaking calling you out. Yeah.
Okay, croissant.
No, what was the other one? Okay. We have, there's way too many. We all pronounce stuff too different.
So Hugh Hefner's magazine started 66 years ago, no longer publishing printed editions.
I thought they did that already.
No, they were scaling back on the nudity.
They went non-nude, right, for a while. And then everyone was like, yeah, we were just kidding. We don't read y'all for the articles. Bring the breasts back.
They said the coronavirus supply chain woes that have only served to exacerbate its already sagging newsstand sales have led to the fact that the iconic magazine, which was already on the decline, will only do online. Last week, as the disruption of the coronavirus pandemic to the continent, the content production and supply chain became clear and clear, we were forced to accelerate a conversation we've been having internally. Magazine is no longer.
I went to Playboy website.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm talking like a caveman. Barry, go Playboy website. Yeah. I can't tell you the last time that I would even think of going to their website to look. It's almost like I could just, I don't know. Like, I could just go to Instagram and see half the stuff that they post.
Did you guys know that there was always a Playboy bunny hidden somewhere on the cover?
I had a subscription for a year or two. Oh, yeah, totally for the articles. I had a subscription for a year or two, and yeah, that was, it was like a Where's Waldo where you could just, and then, you know, we got caught up in the whole, oh, I'm going to save them. They're going to be worth money one day. No, they're not. No one wants your dirty old nasty Playboys. They're not worth money.
I still got a bunch of them if anybody wants to buy them.
Yeah, I've got one box somewhere that I just haven't thrown out because I haven't been.
Yeah, I came across the fact that.
I bet you did.
Okay. But I'm just saying. You want to buy them?
No, I'm
good. Monty Hall, let's make a deal.
No, thank you. I'll trade you mine for some of your old baseball cards.
No. No, those cards might have more value.
Oh, they have way more value than a bunch of used Playboys where the pages are stuck together. God, trust me. So. Even way more value. And by way more, I mean a couple cents. No one's buying old Playboys. Let's see. What do you think there's a market for that?
I would hope not. But look, there's a market for everything these days. So it wouldn't surprise me if you found something like that.
I could see if it was like, oh, you have Marilyn Monroe on the cover of a Playboy. It might be worth something, right?
Yeah. You see Dolly Parton before that they made that announcement. Dolly Parton said on like her 75th birthday she wants to do the cover again. She wants to pose for Playboy. I don't want to see anything on the inside. She can do the cover all she wants fully clothed if that's what everybody wants, but no, I'm good.
What are those dogs? It looked like a Shar Pei with a nipple on its head. I don't need to see that.
A Shar Pei.
With a nipple on its head. No, thank you. No, I'm good, Dolly. Keep them in your world. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean,
you want to see Dolly Parton?
No,
it's
not
too
at all.
Late now, Dolly. We wanted to see him 50 years ago. Not now.
I never understood that.
What? Speak for yourself. You never were like, I'd like to see them at least once.
She just never was attractive anywhere else.
It don't
else.
Matter. Dude.
All right, that's you.
No, I mean, I just, for the novelty of it, I would have wanted to see him. Not now, obviously. I don't want to see geriatric breasts. I don't need to see past their prime Dolly Parton breasts. But I'm saying back in the day when she still had her fastball somewhat and they were, you know, they weren't like they are now, you wouldn't have been like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. Let's turn my mic.
You're brutal. All right, so you know, either you're in or you're out on Dolly.
I'm in. I'm not now. Never mind. I'm not in now.
Well, I can tell you one place where you can get in quickly and get taken care of like a true family member or a friend. It's Apollo Men's Health. If you've just been looking for energy that you cannot find, you've been really kind of just down and you're looking for that boost, well, Apollo Men's Health can help you out because they are tops when it comes to the people that can get you taken care of and take care of you in a way that you feel like you're dealing with friends and family, not just a very, very cold and hard to deal with environment. Apollo Men's Health offering cutting edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces your weekly visits but maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. Or you can go to the traditional testosterone therapy method. They're going to take care of you that way as well. Also, if you're looking to lose weight or you want to get answers as to why maybe you're not losing as much weight as you you want to, and you want to get yourself in the right condition the right way. They do body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. They do it in the Pearland Lake Jackson area, and believe me when I tell you, you go in, they offer you water and Gatorade. They make sure you're comfortable. If you don't want to wait in the waiting room, you want to wait somewhere in private, they're going to take care of you, and they're going to talk to you and listen to you and basically identify exactly what they can do and exactly what you need and have all the tests along the way. So believe me when I tell you, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Call them, 832-664-9966, 832-664-9966. Go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment there. The most major insurance is accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. Check them out today, Apollo Men's Health.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be. If you missed any portion of the show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Menu drops down. Catch up on the hours you missed. And then while you're on that front page, you can also download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another ESPN show.
Do it. So I started looking up values for old Playboy magazines. Mm-hmm. Now, eBay obviously has old magazines you can buy. And I feel like that's probably a decent judge of most. So you can get various Playboys. You can get May 1980, the Nude Miss World edition for $16.99 and pay $4.33 shipping. You could get the lingerie September-October edition for $7.99. So it's not, we're not talking about a ton of money here. Unless you have an original mint condition Playboy V1 number 1 with Marilyn Monroe on the cover.
That's the first edition ever.
Playboy V1 number 1 Marilyn Monroe mint condition worth upwards of $635,000.
Wow. Wow.
Get Barry Warner on the phone right
however,
now.
However,
mint condition, Nick.
Don't want to, exactly. It says that the magazine grading service or whatever says that, Nostomania states it's unaware of any magazine issue that has ever been graded as perfect or mint at 10.0. The site uses a baseline of 9.4.
I'll take a portion of that.
So a Sherlock Holmes 1887 magazine, Beaton's Christmas Annual 1887, Sherlock Holmes is worth $156,000. That's second highest. Third highest, Playboy V1 number 1 Marilyn Monroe good condition. Mm-hmm. Worth, take a guess.
$90,000.
$150,000.
$2,100.
It goes down that much.
From mint to good, it goes from $635,000 to
$2,000. Wow. Well, who has it?
Yeah, exactly. There's a Sports Illustrated November 29, 1963 Roger Staubach on the cover worth $1,800. So, yeah, it just goes downhill from
there. What's the program from the funeral of Michael Jackson at Staples Center?
I don't know. It doesn't show up on my list.
Well, look it up. I'd like to see it.
You look it up. The October 1959, this is another article on the Sydney Morning Herald. I don't know how I got here. For those of you who only looked at the pictures, copies with female celebrities are worth more. And Playboy, the 1959 feature with Kim Novak on the cover is worth $80. Jane Mansfield appeared regularly as a centerfold, even after she became an established Hollywood star. One with her inside is worth about $100. Ones with her inside
Phrasing,
are worth.
Barry.
What?
Phrasing.
Phrasing. They're worth $100 with her. Then they have other ones worth $200 to $300. So, okay. I digress. They're not worth your money.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Now we've settled it. It's either worth a lot or nothing. And unless it's that one, yeah, it's
which
nothing.
Is way, there's no way.
Yeah. So you've been hoarding your Playboys for nothing.
Super.
I mean you as in all of us that have Playboys. Mm-hmm. Now, were you single when you had your subscription?
Dude, first of all, someone subscribed anonymously for my birthday one year.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just like your Victoria's
and
Secret
catalog,
right?
And my mom was so totally cool with it. She goes, that's fine.
Oh, your mom? You were in high school?
I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
My
mom
was like, that's fine. She goes, because I enjoy reading a lot of the articles and the interviews.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I was like, okay, well, when you're done with it, can you slide it back my way?
Can I have it?
Yeah. We had a subscription for a while.
Did you?
So it was good.
Nora got me my subscription.
Okay.
The wife got mine, I don't know, maybe a couple years into our relationship. She was like, yeah, she's got it for me. Renewed it like 2 years. I was like, this is stupid.
As opposed to cherry bombs, which you were getting forever, hiding it in the freaking drywall.
There was it cherry bombs? There was
cherry with an I.
Cherry with an I. Hustler.
Penthouse.
Yeah, Penthouse, Playboy. I threw all the Playboys away, by the way, when I found those. I was like, who's this? Are you kidding me? This is like parsley. No one. This is like the parsley of porn. Yeah. You don't need this. You just throw it away.
Right. Why watch Skinamax when you can watch Pornhub?
Right.
Basically, in pictures.
I don't know who this was, but they said in these difficult times, it's comforting to listen to you guys bash each other for comedic effect.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Well, happy to be here.
Hey, Nick, I know you got pizza today, but would you be interested in the emergency taco kit?
More details, please.
Going to give it to you. All right. So, L.A. Taco Spot. Again, like most restaurants, not going to allow people to dine in anymore. Not sure how much business they're going to get. Realize that they're going to lose a lot of food. They came up with this idea. All right? So the place is called Gorilla Tacos. They found out they had to close. So they took the leftovers and they set up what they are calling the emergency taco kit, which consists of 5 pounds of roasted chicken fajita meat, 5 pounds of carne asada steak fajita meat, a pint of red salsa, a pint of green salsa, tortillas, onions, cilantro, rice, and beans. Oh, and by the way, 4 rolls of toilet paper, 30 eggs.
At least they give you toilet paper.
They give you 4 rolls of toilet paper and 30 eggs. They've already sold 74 kits because people were like, hey, if I'm going to be on lockdown, I got plenty of leftovers. I don't understand the 30 eggs.
I'm not down. That was my first.
No, well, I mean, you know, I don't think they're for tacos. It's more they're implying that from like the whole survival kit thing, the eggs are going to do you some good.
Gotcha.
I like carne asada. I like the way you make like a tenderloin or like a skirt steak. You know, I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
But the 30 eggs, no, not really. I appreciate the toilet paper. It's not bad. It's not a bad deal.
You guys want to guess what it's going for? So 5 pounds of carne asada.
$149.99.
Boy, Nick, within a penny.
Really?
150 bones, and you get 5 pounds of chicken fajita meat, 5 pounds of carne asada, the salsa, the green salsa, the onions, the beans, the rice, the tortillas, 4 rolls of toilet paper, 30 eggs. $150.
That's not a bad deal. That's a deal.
Okay. In these trying times, that's not bad.
Not everybody's going to have $150 to just cop out on that. But
right.
I
would assume that the value on the meat, if you can...
There's value there for sure.
Well, there you go. So if you want that, L.A. They've sold 74 already at $150. What are you cackling about? You're still laughing.
I'm over here minding my own business.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't interrupt you. It didn't go out over the air. I used the cough button when I had to laugh at one time out loud.
At one time. No, you didn't.
I was reading. I wanted to look up all the names of old porn magazines.
You got a hell of a Google search going today, my friend.
And I found a list of Canadian, U.S., Europe, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, others.
The Netherlands. Tell me about the Netherlands.
Asian and even Lady Mags. And the Lady Mags made me laugh a little. Because apparently there was, you know, like... I guess, or no, they're called Lad Mags. Lads Mag. I don't know. Dudes in it, I guess. Because there was Playgirl.
Playgirl, right?
There was Playgirl. There's one called Zoo Weekly. And another one called Nuts. Now you know why I laughed. Because there was a magazine called Nuts. Well, I guess if you're going to have jugs, you might as well have nuts, right? I don't know. There's a lot. What was the one? How do you pronounce the one that was O-U-I? We?
I think so, yeah.
There was that one. There was High Society was one we forgot. Gent. Asian Fever. Wonder what that was about.
Well, at least they didn't.
That sounds like COVID-20. Asian Fever. There was Barely Legal. That sounds like a crime.
I think the president uses that tomorrow.
What, Asian
Still
Fever?
Still dealing with the Asian Fever.
This was he calling it the Chinese virus?
Chinese virus.
Oh, my God. Beaver Hunt?
China.
Celebrity Skin?
Beaver Hunt? Yes.
That's a hunting magazine, right?
That was the Oregon State program.
Right? There was Perfect 10, Modern Man, Leg Show, Hustler, Score. I don't think I can say it. Swank? Oh, that's another one we forgot.
Yes, that was
Swank.
One, yep.
You wanted the ones from the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Chick and Lolita.
I think it's Chic.
Well, it looks like Chick. C-H-I-C-K. Mm-hmm. Chick and Lolita were your Netherlands porn. India's was Debonair. Yeah. And then Japan was Lemon People.
That's so rough.
That is so racist.
You don't think, really.
I don't even know how to pronounce that. I don't even know if this is a curse word. Manga? No, I'm not reading.
What's yours?
Just don't.
And Video Boy. The United Kingdom was Asian Babes.
Hunt. Sounds like you on a road trip looking for a Buc-ee's. White Lightning's looking for a bathroom.
My God.
They're on a beaver hunt.
The UK was Asian Babes, Club International, Escort, Fiesta, Mayfair.
Club International was another big one.
Was it?
Yep.
Mayfair, Men Only, Men's World, Knave, Penthouse, and Razzle.
Knave?
Yeah, Knave.
Okay.
And then some others were Actual Report, but spelled A-K-T-U-E-L-L. It was a Norwegian and Swedish porn mag.
Oh.
There was Cats. That's for me. Mm-hmm. I definitely had a subscription to Cats.
Nuts. Oliver.
There was Louis, I guess. Color Climax and Private. Okay. There you go. Now you know them all.
You just need to clear your Google search. You've been doing some work.
Canada had one. Summum. S-U-M-M-U-M. Summum. Some of them. All one word, though. S-U-M-M-U-M. Some
of them. We just call that MILF.
Some of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
Barry's going to get the coronavirus for laptops.
Probably.
That's probably right. All right. And by the way, Pro Football Talk has a new article out in which they say that an unnamed Texan source contends that the Cardinals' offer for DeAndre Hopkins was, quote, the best by far the Texans got.
Really?
I cry BS.
Yeah, me too.
Especially when you heard the Patriots, Eagles, Bengals were all trying to make offers.
It doesn't justify the move, even if it was the best.
No, sure it doesn't. And regardless, starting point is the number one. A first-round pick had to be in there.
Hey, are you renewing your subscription to Black Inches, Nick?
Why are you asking this question going into break?
I was just curious. It's just an on-the-way-out question. You didn't need to answer.
Barry really is on a roll today.
No question.
Oh, good times.
And for dinner tonight.
Ah, oh, boy. There's a whole,
the nuts in your mouth and
there's
it's great.
A whole section for marketed to gay and bisexual men. So we can read those on the other side. I'm just kidding.
Barry and Nora on Boober Eats tonight.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. Final segment comes up next. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Hopefully, some way, somehow, we are providing you some entertainment and some levity in these tough times with everything that's going on out there. Not a whole lot to watch on television. I see people more and more talking about...
Cheer.
Well, you did. You really do. I mean, Scott Van Pelt did a long thing on it again last night. Not that he's not trying to fill time, too, but... Just everybody saying you really don't realize how much you miss sports and how big a part of your life it is until it disappears.
Especially when it's like a big part of our lives, like us three.
Sure.
Like my whole life surrounded around sports. Like even going back to back when I was a kid, like my whole life was about that. So I don't see how it doesn't. Like for me, my biggest thing is I'm not only we're talking about how much more I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. I'm cooking way more now, and I'm cooking everything in the pantry. I'm eating all my groceries.
How much are you wasting when you realize you burnt it or it doesn't taste good?
No, actually, I'm doing a pretty good job.
Pretty.
I had some New York. I had a New York strip steak yesterday.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped and got because H-E-B had stuff. Mm-hmm. So I stopped and got some Diet Coke and some snacks.
I didn't sous vide my steak, Barry.
I grilled it. I didn't sous vide it because I was too hungry. Hadn't grilled in a while. Kind of messed it up.
Uh-oh.
Weather's been nice, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice enough.
Absolutely, it was nice. By the way, did we mention Clay Matthews also cut?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah. The team announced his decision to cut linebacker Clay Matthews shortly after the Todd Gurley.
1 year. Going back on the homecoming to the Rams, and he's done.
So Rams cut Clay Matthews as well. So there you go.
I could see, depending on what his price tag is, Green Bay brings him back for swan song. Not that I mean, look, when he was healthy last year, just as a situational rush linebacker, he broke his jaw in like week 6. Someone kicked him under the chin strap and broke his jaw and had to be wired shut. Yeah. But up until that point, he was like one of the league leaders in sacks.
Man, I know you're a tough guy, and he was that guy that can kind of take a lot of pain, but I don't know about all that. Like, how old is he now?
He's definitely on the downside, but you know, he's going to be in the Packer Hall of Fame. He might be in the NFL Hall of Fame one day.
He might be. Yeah. He'd definitely be in the Packer Hall of Fame for sure.
Maybe. I'm not going to say definitive, but he had a hell of a run there for a long period of time with Green Bay. So, you know, we'll see. But the Rams are definitely clearing house.
Yeah, Clay Matthews now. Because the only reason I saw that was it's trending on Twitter along with Chris Paul, and I can't figure out why Chris Paul is trending on Twitter.
Yeah, I looked at that earlier, and I don't know if it's the guys making donations again.
I gotta get away from the trending on Twitter because a day or two ago, Oprah was trending on Twitter, and they were saying she was involved with a sex ring. And a child sex ring and trafficking. Mm-hmm. I was like, and so she had to come out. She had to actually come out because it blew up so much. The people
Oprah
were like, oh, no, not Oprah. She was like, guys, I've not been busted for a sex trafficking ring. I'm at home. I'm in my house. I'm quarantining myself. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm just staying home. This is all not true. But I'm like, this is the problem.
She's also a woman that was raped when she was 9.
As much
Oprah?
Yes.
Absolutely. Really? And impregnated.
Yeah.
Wow.
As much as the internet is great, sometimes it's just awful. Yep. You're like, really? We're going to start a whole trending topic of Oprah being busted for sex trafficking. Off of what? No one bothers to ask Oprah. We're just going to let that go. That's so dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. The trending this morning was Steven Adams and Jared Dudley. And I was like, ooh, they get in a Twitter fight? No, there was another one of those things where you put in your birth date and this variable and that zodiac sign and you get like your name is like Steven Adams or all these NBA players and did this and do it. I was like, no. And that's trending because of that? Because people are so bored, don't know what to do with their time. They're like, I'll do it. I was born in June. That means I'm Chris Paul. And then my birth date was 21, so it says, eat socks. Okay, I'm going to tweet that. Chris Paul eats socks. Suck it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, I don't do those.
And that was trending. Like, there was a couple of
your
them.
Your stripper name, your NBA, all that stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, Steven Adams, I want to know.
Maybe I'm just too old.
That's a cool thing that the hipsters do. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Speaking of hipsters,
all
Nick,
this hibbity hobbity. I don't know.
Let's finish on the positives of the people that don't think that the coronavirus is anything special.
Okay.
Nick, CBS did an interview on the beach in Florida with a bunch of spring breakers where they decided to ask the kids how serious they thought the coronavirus was and what they thought of it.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go, but, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Hey, so pathetic, man.
How dumb.
We met these quote-unquote other people in our Airbnb. Now they're sleeping in my bed. It's weird.
It's the stupidest thing that these kids are like, this is like no big deal, man. Like, I've been waiting for Miami for like 2 months now, bro.
Get drunk before everything closes.
Everything closes.
How you know?
Ow, my face hurts. Like,
now
oh
you
my
know,
God.
Nick.
I'm not going to wish coronavirus on anybody.
I'm not going to say I don't think that you might have had that thought once or twice while this thing started taking shape.
Get drunk before everything closes.
Like, go to like spring break and party.
Nick got the word. Nick got the word. 8 a.m. Tuesday, Fort Bend County. No more bars. Well, I thought I'd get drunk one more time before everything closes.
I just do that at the house,
dude.
Now you do.
I those idiots. Go home, kids. Go home.
Plus,
go home and be dumb at the house.
Nah, spring break was a big deal. If I was that young, I'd be saying the same dumbass crap. I probably would.
But somebody like, said too.
Coronavirus. What? Bring
this
it.
This isn't even that serious.
I wouldn't sound like that. That was funny.
There's not even that many people that are dying.
Get drunk before everything closes.
Closes. Like, there's only, like, so many deaths before you just, like, whatever. Like, it was probably your time anyways.
And how about the city council for all the beach, for one of the beach cities in Florida that said, no, we're going to do the responsible thing. We're going to close the beaches down on Monday morning. So they get the whole weekend to just cut loose, and all their bars and restaurants are going to roll in the dough. And then, the way, we're shutting down the beach. We're going to do it Monday.
I just... It baffles me, the stupidity of kids sometimes.
Where are the parents in all this? Or someone that's giving them some form of guidance?
Maybe they're college kids. No, Mom, Dad, we're just going to stay here at the dorm and just, you know, like, look at each other. God bless them.
What's my alternative? Go home and spend it with you?
If you guys think for 1 second that I would have drove down to have spring break with a coronavirus outbreak while I was in high school and college, you're crazy. There's no way I would have gone. You would have gone. You'd have been
not with a coronavirus. No.
Screw all this. I'm going to the beach.
No, I wouldn't. Nick,
I would have.
Yeah.
Let's do the damn thing. Who's got the whiskey?
Alcohol kills it, right? Oh, my God.
Everclear,
now
right?
Now you're feeding the frenzy is what you're doing.
Jeez.
All right, that'll do it for a Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow, so hopefully you will be too. But stay tuned. The Blitz is coming up next. Have a great night, everybody, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.